Okay, so today we're going to take a deep dive into something that's like super important for any business that, wants to get found online, especially local businesses.
Right, yeah.
And that is NOP consistency.
Yes.
So NAP.
You've probably heard of NAP.
Yeah, name, address, phone number.
Yeah, the foundation.
And a foundation.
Of local SEO.
Of local SEO, but like.
So important.
Yeah, we're going beyond the basics today.
Yes.
Like. You know, you think you know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, you've made sure that your website is up to date and that your Google business profile is good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we've got some sources here that we dug up.
Yeah, we found some good stuff.
Yeah. Some real nitty gritty details about how like NAP can really make or break you.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
We've got research papers.
Yes.
We've got case studies.
Case study is always my favorite. Like seeing how this impacts real businesses is so important.
Like real world examples.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Because it can be easy to get lost in like the theory.
Right.
But when you see how a small inconsistency can like tank a business's online presence.
Yeah. And ultimately, those search rankings.
Yeah.
Really affect your bottom line.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
You're trying to get customers.
Yeah. You're trying to make money. You're trying to, have a successful business. And
right.
This is like.
And if people can't find you.
This is it.
You're not going to be successful.
Yeah. So.
So are you ready to unravel this with me?
I am so ready. Let's do it.
Okay.
So I actually, we were talking about case studies.
Right.
Yeah. I found a really interesting one about a bakery.
Wow.
Called Sweet Success. Wait, no, Sweet Surrender.
Sweet Surrender.
Sweet Surrender.
I like.
And they had moved locations.
Okay.
And their online orders just like
tanked. Okay.
And it turned out that some of the online directories still had their old address.
Oh no.
And so people were showing up
at the old place.
At the old place looking for their cupcakes and their cookies.
Oh my God.
And they were not there.
Talk about a real world consequence.
Huge real world consequence.
No.
And they're missing out on customers.
Right.
And probably getting some bad reviews.
Yeah, people are gonna be frustrated.
Because they're like, I went there and it was closed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great example of like,
yeah.
It's not just about like, making Google happy.
Right.
It's about like
real people.
Real customers.
Are being impacted by this.
So like why does it matter so much to search engines?
Right.
Like, what is the logic there?
So search engines like Google, they want to make sure they're giving their users the best information.
Right.
The most accurate information.
They want to be trustworthy.
They want to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when they see conflicting information about a business, like let's say your website says one address and then Yelp says another address.
Right.
They get a little suspicious. They're like, wait a minute.
Red flag?
Red flag. Is this a real business?
Right.
Are they trying to scam people?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Do they even exist at this location?
Exactly.
That they say they do.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that can really hurt your ranking.
Interesting.
Because they don't want to send people to a business that might not even exist.
That's not trustworthy.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's almost like one of those spot the difference games.
Yeah.
Like,
where's Waldo?
But instead of like.
But it's your business information.
Yeah. And like one little detail's off.
One little detail can throw everything off.
Yeah. And it's not even like, a completely different address.
Yeah, yeah,
like sometimes it's like street versus Dick.
Exactly.
Or like, missing a sweet number.
Yeah. Missing a sweet number. Yeah. Mm. Or a hyphen.
Oh, yeah.
Like all these little things can make a big difference.
Wow.
Because search engines are all about precision.
Right.
So the more inconsistencies they see, the less confident they are.
In your business data.
In your data.
Yeah. Okay. So we know that, consistent NAP.
Yes.
Builds that trust with search engines.
No.
Which, bumps up those search rankings.
Right.
But what about the human side of things?
Right.
We talked about customer frustration.
Yeah.
With Sweet Surrender.
With Sweet Surrender.
But like.
But there's more.
Is there more to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just about avoiding confusion.
Okay.
It's also about your brand image.
Okay.
When your information is consistent across all platforms, it makes you look professional.
Right.
It makes you look reliable.
Like you've got it together.
Like you've got it together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
people are more likely to trust a business if they see that they're taking care of the details.
It's like having a really nice storefront.
Yes.
You know?
It's like a virtual storefront.
Yeah, you walk in, you're like,
right.
Okay.
This is a legitimate business.
Yeah, I feel good about spending my money here.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not worried about getting scammed or, you know, them disappearing tomorrow.
Right, because if they can't even get their address right.
Exactly.
How can I trust them with my money?
Exactly. Yeah. So it really does impact
big time
the customer's perception of you as this business.
Okay, so I know we've got a lot of business owners listening right now who are like,
okay,
how do I do it? It all sounds great, but like,
where do I start?
Yeah, what's the first step?
So the first step is to do a NAP audit.
An NAP audit.
Okay. Yeah, and this sounds scary.
Kind of.
But it's not that bad.
Okay.
So basically, you just need to make a list of every single place your business is mentioned online.
Okay, so like my website.
Website.
My social media.
Social media.
Yelp.
Yeah.
All the directories.
All the directories, even like random forums. If someone mentioned you somewhere,
got it.
Get it all down.
Okay.
And then you just got to compare.
Oh my gosh. Spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets, highlighters.
This sounds.
I know it's not the most fun.
Not very fun.
But it's so important.
But it's the foundation.
It's the foundation.
Okay.
And thankfully, there are tools.
Oh, good.
That can help you with this.
Okay.
There are websites and software programs that will actually scan the web for you.
Wow.
And find all the places your business is listed, and they'll flag any inconsistencies.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've done our audit.
Okay.
We've got our spreadsheets. We've highlighted all the problems.
You got your red pen out.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, how do we fix it?
So now comes the fun part.
Okay.
So you got to go through and update everything manually. But for some businesses, it can be a little more complicated.
Okay.
Especially if you're listed on like hundreds of websites.
Yeah.
And that's where data aggregators come in.
Data aggregators.
Yes. Have you heard of these?
I have heard of them. I don't really know what they are, though.
Okay. So basically, they're like these big companies that collect and distribute business information.
Okay.
So they'll take your NMP. And they'll send it out to like all these different directories and websites.
Okay.
So it's like a shortcut.
So we want to make sure that they have the right information.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you can get your NAP accurate and consistent with these data aggregators, then you're pretty much good to go.
Wow. That's so interesting to me.
Yeah. It's like a whole ecosystem.
It's like a whole ecosystem.
Of information.
It's not just about my website anymore.
Right.
It's like this whole.
It's the whole internet.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to keep monitoring everything.
Okay.
Because even after you've cleaned everything up, things can still get messed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like sometimes directories will like pull old information or like, you know, someone might make a mistake.
Right.
So you just got to stay on top of it.
Okay. So we have to be vigilant.
Vigilant. Yes.
Okay.
Regular checkups.
So to recap.
Yes.
For everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
NAP consistency.
Yes.
It's not just about, you know, checking a box for local SEO.
It's about building trust.
Yeah.
With search engines.
But search engines.
And customers.
And customers. It's about looking professional.
Yeah. Presenting yourself as a legitimate business.
Exactly.
And, you know, creating that seamless experience so that people can find you.
Easily.
Easily.
And without frustration.
And want to actually give you their money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And, you know, it's funny thinking about this.
Yeah.
Makes me think, like, what other little things could we be overlooking that are impacting our online presence?
Right.
Like, what about our business descriptions? Are they consistent across platforms?
Right.
What about the images we're using?
Oh, that's a good point.
Are they high quality?
Right.
Are they the same across all platforms?
Yeah, because I feel like I see that all the time.
All the time.
Yep.
And even like hours of operation.
Oh, yeah. Especially now.
Especially now.
Things are changing all the time.
People need to know.
Yeah. Are you even open?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. So it's just a good reminder to think about all those little details.
Yeah. The devil's in the details.
The devil's in the details.
Well, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with me.
This was fun.
I know. I learned a lot.
Me too.
Always do.
Always.
And to everyone listening,
yes.
Be sure to check out the show notes.
Yes.
For links to all the sources that we talked about.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. And let us know.
Yes.
What other deep dives you want to take with us? Yeah. What are you curious about?
All right. Until next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.